Matthew Sucky here, and I wanted to make a quick video on the topic of female infanticide. Female infanticide. And you say, what is female infanticide? Well, the word infanticide, you see the word infant in there, and then also the root of homicide. So it's basically the homicide or murder of infants or newborn children. And specifically, I want to talk about female infanticide. And this is a major epidemic worldwide. It takes place on a large scale. And sometimes we might not be aware of that because we're not personally around it. But I do want to give you a verse in the Bible that kind of sheds light on this topic, because there is nothing new under the sun. It says in Exodus 1:16, and he said, "When ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live." And so in Exodus 1:16, we see an example of male infanticide, where basically the Pharaoh said that if a male child is born of the Hebrews, then you're supposed to kill it, but if it's a female, then you will let it live. And so infanticide is not something that's new. It's something that's been around for a while, and it's something that's very wicked, that people that are just evil people, reprobates, children of the devil, and just nations that have rejected God would practice. And so when it comes to the topic of female infanticide, the two biggest countries that are guilty of this practice are China and India. And it's not really even very close. Now, at first glance, you might say, okay, well, they're the two biggest countries because they have the most people. Well, they do have the most people in those countries, around 2.8 billion combined out of the 8 billion people worldwide, which is roughly 35% of the world's population. However, they're responsible for what's projected as 90 to 95% of the female infanticide worldwide. So they're not just the biggest in number, they're also, you know, easily by far the biggest culprits of this wicked practice, China and India. And you can see many documentaries online that talk about, you know, the female infanticide practice and how evil it is and why it takes place. But I want to give you just kind of three points here and give you an understanding from a Bible perspective of why this takes place. Number one, these countries, China and India, they are both godless and wicked countries. And China is a country that is not known to be super religious, certainly not Christian. It's known to be a communist country. And most people from the Western world would have that perspective as well about China. They're not the country that you'd say is the most, you know, godly country. Obviously, the Bible condemns abortion and it condemns the killing of innocent people. And the Bible talks about how we're supposed to protect those that are unable to protect themselves. And, you know, when you're talking about the murder of infants, that's something that a Bible-believing Christian is just not going to do, because it's such a wicked practice, and we know how wrong that is. But in countries that do not have, you know, the Bible as their perspective and don't follow the basic rules and laws of the Bible, these sorts of practices will go on for various different reasons. And China is not exactly the godliest country in the world. Now, people would look at India and they think of it as a godly country. Now, here's the thing. India is certainly a spiritual country. They have plenty of idols that they worship. They're very spiritual, but they're not a godly country by any stretch of the imagination. India is near the top of the charts when it comes. It was voted the most dangerous country in the world for women. It's right at the top of the charts of child trafficking, and it's right at the top of the charts of rape. So it's not exactly the godliest country. And when you look at the gods of the Hindus, it makes sense, because they're not the godliest. And their religious belief system is not about, you know, living a holy and separated life and obeying rules. You know, it's a different sort of belief system where you're just trying to have this intellectual wisdom. And so the thing is, in India, it is a very spiritual country. It's not a godly country. So point number one, the reason why this takes place is quite simply because these are very godless and wicked countries. Number two, also financial reasons. Financial reasons are a large reason why this is very practiced in those countries. And so when it comes to financial reasons, there's kind of three aspects of this. But we need to realize, as Bible-believing Christians, the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. And so when you talk about female infanticide, you have to go back to a root. And what is that root? Well, it's the love of money. And that certainly fits with this category. You know, one reason why female infants are often killed in these countries is because of the fact in these countries, they're not always the richest countries. You know, there's certainly parts of those countries that are pretty poor, especially in India, but also parts of China. And you know, the reality is that men have more earning power. They have the ability to make more money, especially in those countries, have much higher salaries. And so parents that end up having a daughter, they look at it as a financial curse. It's like, oh man, this child is not gonna benefit us financially. It's only gonna be a problem to us financially. And so one reason why that takes place when it comes to the love of money and financial reasons is because men have more earning power. The other thing is that in these cultures, traditionally, you know, if the parents are no longer able to take care of themselves, their sons will actually take those parents in. Not the daughters, but the sons. And so what's going to take place in these countries is that if parents end up having a daughter, they think to themselves, well, if I get older and I can't take care of myself, I don't have anyone to take care of me. And so, you know, they would rather have a male child because of the fact if they get old and can't take care of themselves, you know, their son will actually take them in, you know, side their homes and actually take care of them. Whereas if they have a daughter, you know, it's not going to help them out at all. So there's earning power. There's also just when they become more elderly and can't take care of themselves, there's a benefit of having a male child, but also the dowry system, specifically in India. And so in India, the way the dowry works is that when you get married, it's actually the bride who has to actually pay the groom's family money. And so this is very backward from just about every country in the world, but it's actually the bride who is responsible for making the payment. And this is something that's recently been outlawed in India as a result of them seeing the female infanticide and all the problems that have taken place as a result of this. But this is something historically and traditionally is all throughout India, and it's still practiced in large parts of India and to a large degree here today. And so when someone has a child in India and it's a daughter, they think this is gonna be expensive, they're not gonna make me any money, they won't be able to take care of me, and then we're gonna end up owing money once they get married. So it's a financial curse to them. That's the way they look at it, and that's the way with the way the country is set up, it actually works out that way. And so I actually saw a documentary where there's this Indian woman who talked about she had had 8 children, all daughters, and she had just killed every single one of them. And she just said it matter-of-factly like it was no big deal. And the thing is, you become desensitized to terrible crimes if it's very common. And other people see this practice going on in China and India, and they just kind of follow the same way, you know, even though it's a very wicked practice. And so number one reason why this takes place in these countries is they're very godless and wicked countries. Number two, for financial reasons. The love of money is the root of all evil. And number three, in regards to China, is their one-child policy. Now, China tries to pretend like this has nothing to do with their one-child policy, the reason why so many females are dying. And there are parts of China where you're able to have more than one child. It kind of depends on where you're located. But the one-child policy China is very famous for, and the reality is, because of all the reasons financially mentioned before, if someone has one child and it ends up being a daughter, they end up being upset, they end up being frustrated. And you know, they also could lose the property rights, they could lose their land because they don't have a male heir, and they realize this, and they don't have their name being passed on because they didn't have a son. And so the result of this is that if there's a female child, they would often kill that child. And it takes place a lot more commonly than people realize. And so since they started charting these numbers, in China there's 72.3 million ladies or females that have been killed, part of female infanticide, and 45.8 million in India. That's a lot. That's over 100 million between those two countries combined, of females that have just been murdered because of the fact they wanted a male child and they felt like they could not afford a female child.